Brad Weber, I think, knows one of the boys that started it.
Yeah. Oh, who was I talking to about that?
He's been talking about it for ages, eh?
ALB.
Yeah.
He was telling me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I think a few of the boys do it now, eh? Like,
sparkling or normal, bro?
Sparkling, bro. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, that have you run one before a game before?
Nah. Should probably try it.
You know the like, whole thing around it?
Mental clarity and
yeah.
Stuff like that, eh?
But it actually works though.
New chopits or something? Yeah, new chopits.
It's what is it? Is it L-theanine, bro? It's like what they give to, apparently they give it to ADHD kids to help their brain think clearer and stuff like that. Bro, it actually works. This dude jumped on the potty and he was like talking about best way to explain it is like if you've got a stiff shit to do in a day, it like gives you like tunnel vision to do it.
Oh, and
you just fuck around heaps and you
need a bit of that, bro.
Bro, straight up, that's honestly me. So yeah, you get a box jumping on the potty bus.
Oh,
and we for anyone listening, promo code 138 and you get 20% off online. And also a shout out to our other sponsor of this podcast, Manscaped.
Yo.
Fucking Bob's favorite, bro. Have you seen his mullet?
Nah, is it?
He's been running the Manscaped mullet, bro. He's using his
does himself.
With his Manscaped trimmer. Oh, it's bro, that's what filthy,
I
was, bro.
When I started growing my mullet, I chopped it off like an end of an era. But
yeah,
I started doing it myself. Bro, I was honestly getting so long. And
oh,
like,
it's still there.
Yeah.
Oh, you just got a short
baby one. Yeah.
Baby one.
Bro, when I got long hair, like, I just don't know what to do with it. Like, because I don't put product and shit in it.
So yeah.
Like, when it gets to the stage when it's just too much, so I'd give it a bit of a trim.
Bro, speaking of trims, apparently if you use that downstairs, it actually gives you an extra few inches to landscape. Yeah. So.
Bro,
you got every inch you can get, eh? So promo code 138 as well, and you get 20% off and free shipping online for Manscaped. So shout out to our sponsors. Thanks for making the trip over, bros.
No worries, bro. Been good to catch up, eh?
Been up to?
No, honestly, it's been pretty full noise probably since the season kicked off, really, eh?
Yeah.
Like, we haven't even had a bye week, so they've given us a couple of days, which is why we can make this work. Today and then tomorrow.
It's a breather.
Just a bit of a breather, bro. Just get away from it for a bit, which is good. I kind of take for granted that kind of getting away from the game and mentally refresh a bit. So.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's not that common, is it?
But Donk.
Donk's cool.
Like, kind of gets it. Like, yeah. Been going hard since preseason started back in January. So, I definitely needed it. Yeah.
When's the next game?
So, we're playing on Sunday in Melbourne. It's the Rebels, yeah.
Oh, fuck. When you off?
Then we fly on Friday morning potentially.
Shit, that's pretty. Oh no, yeah, I guess that's.
That'd be good. Eh? It's good to get the travel back, bro. Get out of.
Yeah, what's that been like?
It's been good, bro. Honestly, like going there. We were in Australia for 10 days when we played that magic round at Tars, and then went to Brisbane for a week. So that was mean. We stayed at this unreal resort and in between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. Gun, bro, just different climate, nice weather, eh? To get away and get on tour with the boys.
How was that that magic round? Was it like, because they was almost trying to do it similar to
the like league NRA. Yeah, I think there's been mixed reviews, to be honest.
I've heard that,
Well, we were the first game, so we didn't really get to experience much of like what was going on, but I heard like the day after when like in between games there's like an hour break, there's no entertainment, sitting around, so I guess it's the first time they've run it, and to be fair, Melbourne's probably not the best place for it. Like, it's a cool city, but people don't even know what rugby union is over there, bro.
AFL's cooked, though.
Like, AFL's so big over there.
What's their big three? It's like AFL,
soccer,
and league. Eh?
Yeah, but apparently Melbourne's just so AFL. Like, they don't even, like, even the Melbourne Storm is kind of second peak to the AFL games.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
When I was in over in Sydney. Like 8 or 9 out of 10 people wouldn't know who the Waratahs were, but they were just like, "Wasn't that just?" They'd be like, "Who's that?"
Yeah,
like, your Super Rugby team.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
Because we were luckily got stuck in Coogee, but
stuck.
Bro, so mean, 2.5 weeks we were in Coogee for last year, just with the COVID thing. something happened and we stuck there. But same thing, like you'd go out and then obviously you're in a big group a lot of the time, so they'd like, people would wonder who you were. And they were like, oh, over the Chiefs from New Zealand. No one knows it there. Yeah, which is kind of cool though, because
keep
a low profile. Whereas here, like, if you went out in a big group, everyone would be like, oh, that's Chiefs.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. Aussie's main place though, bro.
It's wicked, bro.
So much happening, eh?
It's just like, I don't know, not being New Zealand, but fuck, it just feels like they're like levels ahead of us, eh? Like, just in every aspect.
Right. Even just being over there, like, that COVID thing, like how long it's dragged on for in New Zealand, like it's still kind of still there.
Yeah.
Whereas there, it's just play on, eh? Like,
yeah, no.
It's treating it like a, I reckon they're treating it like a flu or it's like a cold. If you had it,
fuck, can't stop it now. What are you going to do about it now? Like, it's everywhere,
bro.
It's
getting a bit tedious, though, because it's just real, or especially for, like, being a rugby player, it's just real niggly. Like, if, because it can, like, stop the comp, or if you get it, you're out for 7 days and you miss a couple games.
Is there any chats on, like, if the whole, like, Super's going to go back to normal at all?
Yeah, I hope so. So, like, this year I was meant to. So, like, it was meant to be, so we're meant to play a mixed comp with the Aussie teams, Drua, but then obviously COVID hit here.
Yeah.
So then we just played the New Zealand comp, they played the Aussie comp. And it does change the dynamics a little bit, I reckon. Mm. Like playing Kiwi teams for us every week is pretty tough.
Yeah.
And then now, like for the Aussie guys, playing Kiwi teams every week would be hard for them.
Yeah.
Whereas like you can't get a balance. And, it's a bit tedious because like, especially with Kiwi teams, like you know the teams so well now, like the games are so hard. It'd be nice just,
what about like all the South African teams and all that?
Well, they're RG. Well, I don't think they're going to come back.
Really?
It's just because they're is the Pro Tail or something, play with the European teams.
Oh bullshit! I didn't even.
Yeah, South African teams do. Yeah.
Oh, they've switched out. They're not even actually in Super Rugby anymore.
Yeah, which makes sense to them because they're pretty close to Europe. Yeah. So, but I think that's probably a big thing for like New Zealand rugby too, like to have South African teams in the comp. Just playing against different style, bigger boys, more physical. So it's very, people have been talking about like maybe that's a bit of an influence on the All Blacks and why they're getting so or like teams actually competing against them and beating them nowadays. So
I reckon you've fucking found a hissing form this year, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Like, do you feel it? Like,
yeah, a little bit, bro. Just
like you've always played good, bro, but like this year, bro, I don't know, I've sensed the.
Yeah, there's probably a few things, eh? Like, probably the biggest thing is just, like, continuity. Like, I've started every game, playing lots of minutes. And, like, for a rugby player, like, you guys both know, like, that's kind of all you can ask.
Massive,
it's just to play heaps of minutes. And, like, they talk about, like, you can't really, there's no replacement for actually playing a game. It's, like, just building good habits within that and whatnot. And I think I've kind of got to an age where, I've had a wee bit of experience, so for me, like I'm real aware of where I'm at in terms of my game and things like that, and like mentally, probably the biggest thing, I'm making a few adjustments in that area.
Touch on that, bro.
Yeah, so like, so this year, like, real started implementing like being in the moment. I used to get real like concerned about making mistakes or thinking about the outcome or what the school board is, like all that stuff. So, like, over the last few years, with help from the guys, the coaches and mental skills guys, like, got a few cues. So I got this wristband, bro, and I flick it in the game. So, like, that's my cue to kind of get back to the moment and didn't do, like, a nasal breath. So apparently there's, like, science behind it. If you breathe through your nose, like, it'll slow your heart rate down. Yeah. Slows your heart rate down and just kind of gives you that composure, I guess. So I reckon that's been massive, bro, because, like, I notice in games now, like, I'm playing, like, in the weekend I got subbed. I don't even know what the time was on the ball, bro. Like, I'm just so kind of engaged and focused in the game. So I've definitely got heaps of stuff to work on, like, people know, like, I get in the red a bit and stuff like that. So still a few things to work on that I can get better at around it. But
is that shit you knew already or is that stuff you reckon you've learned?
I think, like, we get taught it, like, coming through the academy and stuff, you get taught about it, but it's not really until you're aware of kind of where you're at, where you're at on the field and mentally and what state you're in that you can actually apply it properly. So Like I've always known about it. It's just probably taken it for granted, that side of the game a little bit. I think if anyone can get kind of that area right in their game, like it makes a massive difference, I reckon, for your performance.
Yeah, fuck yeah, bro. I'm just gonna.
That window.
Do you go and see that that Nigel Beach fellow at all?
No, I haven't really tapped into that stuff yet, eh?
Yeah. LB was massive on it,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, bro, like, he loves it, eh? Mm. Like, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the cold stuff, but I've tried a little bit of breathing, but probably not to the extent those guys go to. He did come in one time and do a session with us at the Chiefs, and it was pretty crazy, eh? Like, we did like a probably, I don't know how long the cycle was, but... You do all the breaths and then you hold it and then you do it, repeat it and stuff. And you go into like this real buzzy state, eh? Where, but no, I haven't really. I kind of, if I feel as though like if I'm thinking about too much stuff at once, then I kind of get
the
So for me, it's just like kind of those things, like a few focuses of my game and then a little bit of stuff around that mental side, like I just touched on.
Any noise around the ABs at all?
Nah, to be honest, you don't. Really hear about stuff like that until you get named in the team, to be honest. But there's been like bit of chat from people, obviously like your mates, and then like people message you and stuff like that, but you can't really get, for me, like if I get too focused about an outcome, then I hear, but the emotion kind of takes over. And I'm just enjoying like playing for the Chiefs and playing a lot of minutes and stuff like that, so hopefully if I can kind of just play well and play well for the team, then that stuff take care of itself. And It's meant to be, if not.
100%. We're just, me and people just talking about this, we've been talking about a lot recently, just around, like, it's like playing for the love of the game and that again. Like,
yeah, bro.
I reckon going through, like, obviously going through the footy and that, I, like, definitely, and I know Bebel's the same, got to a point where like, you just stopped liking playing rugby and it almost became, like, an actual job, and I hated it, bro. I hated training. I hated turning up to training.
100%.
And when you find you're like, fuck, just go back to like loving it and just playing because it's fun and you enjoy playing it with your boys and shit like that.
Right.
Performances take care of themselves. Yeah.
100%. I've been through the same thing, eh? Because like I moved to Tassie straight out of school, so like kind of got thrown in the deep end a little bit in terms of that. But I was the same, probably 2018. I had a bit of a niggly injury. And I wasn't playing well, wasn't playing very often. And I was the same, bro. I was like, it was genuinely like a chore waking up in the morning. I was like, gotta go to training, gotta go to the gym. Like, just kind of not real happy. Well, I was like, I was happy, but like, I wasn't being fulfilled by it.
Yeah, and then, I know what you're saying, yeah.
Same thing, like, just getting back to like the reason you played and not kind of putting all the expectation on yourself to. Cause, like, obviously, you know, at that level, bro, like, you're just getting judged every day.
Yeah.
So it's like if you let that take over yourself, then it's just, you're not going to be in a good place. Eh? So I was the same, like just getting back to the reason I played and like you touched on, just having fun with the boys. Like,
that's what it looks like the boys are doing at the moment, bro. Straight up, like just, I don't know what the vibe is in Chiefs camp at the moment, but like from outside looking in, it just looks like the boys are just like, just running amok and just having fun, eh? And just like, literally, you're out there with your mates.
Yeah.
And you're just balling.
Yeah, well, that's it, eh? But I think, like, we've kind of been together for a few years now, like, getting some good combinations going. And, like, we've got a young team too, so, like, it's probably the best thing. Like, got a bit of excitement about it and stuff like that. So, well, obviously, probably a few performances there that we'd have probably preferred to be the other way around, like, in the weekend. To be fair, the Brumbies are a good side, but, we are having fun, bro, and team's in a good place. We just need to put a performance on for 80 minutes. And
do you reckon the Aussie team shocked the boys at all over there?
I wouldn't say, probably for us, bro, I wouldn't say shocked as like probably the people looking on the outside and maybe after last year's performances against them, like they weren't probably as strong as they were, but like we weren't expecting to go over there and give them hidings and stuff like that. Like they've done a good job and I think I was coached by Dave Rennie my first year at the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a good coach, bro. He'll give them a bit of time. He'll get them to a good place. So it's probably dripping from that hopefully went down from that, him, his influence
there. He's a good person to get into that, into that area.
He's balls, right? Yeah, good with like culture and stuff, and like real taps gets the best out of people. Yeah.
Is he like a, you know how you get those coaches who are like mean coaches, and then you get those coaches who are like real, like know how players work and operate?
Yeah, I reckon he's a bit of both, eh, to be honest.
Like, really?
Yeah. So like he's real like technical, like understands the game really well. But then also like you said, like he can like connect with individuals really well.
Mm.
Which is important, I reckon. Like if you, as a player, if you got a good relationship with your coach, then you feel comfortable and you can have conversations and like that maybe you wouldn't normally.
Yeah.
And that's just, I reckon that's massive, eh? If you're comfortable and you get the best out of people. Yeah.
Where did footy start for you, Russ?
Bro, so I started playing when I was 5 years old, so it's classic.
Age,
first opportunity I got. Dad chucked me in there, my old man. I don't know if you've met him, Bev, probably met him a couple of times, but he loves code. So
just a standard code.
Yeah, but I was like that kid, bro. I loved it. Like, grew up in Christchurch, and if you've been to Christchurch and know kind of the rugby culture down there, bro, everyone knows the Crusaders and supports them. So thrown into it early as and just loved it. I like always kind of wanted to be a rugby player. 5 years old.
What schools did you go to?
So I went to Christchurch Boys.
Yeah.
Down in Christchurch. So I did all my schooling down there. Went to Elmwood and Heaton, which is like in Mirabelle down in Christchurch. So.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty standard. Go to Christchurch Boys there.
Yeah, fucking hell. Well, what's the big game there?
So it's Christ College for Christ. Us, just that traditional. It's just like an old as traditional.
Who was there, like in your era?
So I played. So when I was year 12, Damien McKenzie was.
Oh, yeah.
Playing for Christ College, and then my year 13, it was more the younger guys coming through. Oh, like Nani Punavai was playing for college. And then we had Josh Mackay and Will Jordan.
Oh, shit.
But Will was kind of – Will's a funny story, yeah, because he was, like, in and out of first and seconds. He played halfback a bit, played on the wing. And then just the next year, bro, like, I was in Nelson watching the game. And there's this dude that was, like, struggling to crack the first year before, just scoring, like, tries from all over the field. And obviously you see what he can do now, bro. He's a freak.
So. Bro, he's actually a freak, though.
Crazy, yeah.
I almost think he's going to go down as like one of, if not the best fullback to fucking pull on the AB jersey.
Oh, he's a generational, bro.
He does say no.
Telling it, like, think of like Dan Carter, kind of those guys. Just what he can do, like, he anticipates the game so well. Like, on line breaks, you just see him come from nowhere, just stuff like that. And he's a real clever guy, so understands the game and sees things really well, so that probably helps him. And he's fast as
Like he's
quite big.
He's what do you call it, like deceptionally fast.
Yeah,
like he doesn't look fast, he doesn't look like he's running fast.
Nah, but he's rapid, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy quick, eh? I remember my like first year when I went with the 20s team to Oz and that, and he was picked on that side. Like, people kind of didn't really know who he was. Yeah. Like, it was just, he was kind of just like, oh, fuck that. What's his name? Oh, Will, like, Will Jordan or whatever. And then he just started, like, that was kind of where it started for him, eh? He just, like, started ripping it up at 20s and then followed through to Marcos, and he kept getting better and better.
And the crazy thing is, like, he's just done it every year, too. Like, there's been no
rest. Yeah, true. Fuck.
Like, he's. It's carving up. I didn't watch the Crusaders game on the weekend, but I saw his stats. It's like he scored a hat trick, like 3 line breaks, like just almost run for 200 meters, which is like that's pretty unheard of in rugby union. So yeah, he's killing it, man.
Did you get a gig straight out of school?
Yeah, so I was pretty fortunate, bro. I got offered a full contract with Tasman out of school, which is like kind of why I jumped into it. My kind of philosophy around rugby is like, I just want to play or have the best opportunity to play when I'm making my decisions to kind of go places. So that's why I went to the Chiefs too. There was this injury replacement for Charlie Nata. That was just for me. That was like, it's probably going to be the best opportunity I have to play Super Rugby.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. Like, some people just stay and grind away kind of in academies and stuff like that, which is also a good thing to do. But I guess like it's a little bit like you talk about like with business, bro, you kind of just got to go in and learn as you go.
Yeah.
You kind of
100%, bro. Just dive in.
Yeah, so that was for me, bro, and honestly learned, like I wasn't, when I was younger, I wasn't playing any good or anything, kind of when I left school, but just like that kind of life experience and just kind of in hindsight, I've learned like heaps from doing that, yeah.
When did you debut your first year out?
Yeah, when I was 18, bro, yeah, for Tasman. So I played 5 games that year, yeah, it's pretty crazy, bro.
Fuck, do you remember your debut? Like,
yeah, I played the first round against Waikato at FMG. Yeah, come off the bench. Pretty crazy. Like, Damien was playing for Waikato. Anton was playing.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, bro.
When was the first, like, that first call to go to the Chiefs? When did that happen?
So, it was my second year at Tassie. I missed out on 20s that year. And, like, you know that grind, like, bro, that's all you dedicate your time and effort is to making that team. And I missed out on that probably just had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder where, like, going into that Tasman season and through kind of, I guess, Karen Fonatea got injured for a bit. So there's opportunity for me to play, bro. So I played every game except for one. I was just playing, without fear, bro, just with a bit of a chip on my shoulder and actually probably had one of my best year. Probably my best year for Tasman was that year, probably.
Yeah, true.
As a 19-year-old, I don't know, I'm not the player like that anymore. Like, I led the team in line breaks and it's a real out of character for me. But KK, our coach at Tasman, went to Chiefs after that season.
Yeah.
So he said to me at the end of the year, if there's an opportunity to get me up there, then he'll give me a call. And ended up happening, obviously, with Charlie Nato. He had his, ages. He had issues with his head knocks.
Yeah.
So they called me up and got me up there, bro. So
straight after that,
season. So 2016 preseason. Yeah, that was my first time. But I had like an interim thing at the Crusaders, so you just do preseason there. And then also, I was actually almost going to go the Western Force, bro. Low-key.
Shit, yeah, really?
So they offered me a full contract, for that 2017 season, but it didn't work out because I wanted to play for Tasman, so it didn't work out, and they wanted me to go over there and play NRC and try and qualify eventually to play for Australia. So, I was genuinely about to happen, but then it didn't work out. So
if they had let you play for Tasman?
Potentially would have been there, yeah.
Holy crazy, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Western Force.
I know. But that was, for me, that same kind of thing. Like, if I go out, just wherever opportunity, we're rugby 100. Players, we don't play rugby, it was the best opportunity that I had. So, but I'm glad I didn't, bro, in hindsight, it's all worked out.
Did you that year you came in on injury replacement? Did you debut that year?
Yeah. So had a good preseason. You're 20. Bro. Yeah, 20. Yeah, fuck. So, had a good preseason. And learned heaps, bro. Dave Rennie, Kieran Kane, Andrew Strawbridge, the coaches there, they probably owe a lot to for getting me up there, and they put a lot of effort into me, bro. And I ended up playing. Bro, I've honestly been lucky with my opportunities. Johnny Fa'uli, do you know Johnny? Mm. Yeah, so he's he was there, he was one of the midfielders there. But he's always been a bit shady with the old red cards. He's just, he just smokes people, bro. And so I think we played the Hurricanes and the team was going to go to South Africa. And he got red carded in the Hurricanes game, or it might have been the Bulls actually. He smoked someone, bro. Just killed him. Got recarded, so that was then. Sweet. So I went to Cape Town, bro. 20-year-old, with all these guys that I've been watching play rugby growing up, Stephen Donald, Charlie Nata, Aaron Cruden, Tawhiti Kubala. Pretty cool. And then, so my good mate Finlay Christie, he was meant to be on the bench, so I was just injury cover.
Yeah.
For that trip, so he was meant to be on the bench. He got. It's often when you go over there, some of the foods could be a bit dodged. So he got cooked guts. Then I get called in the day before the game. So we had no halfback cover.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I didn't actually play that many minutes. Stephen Donald got lucky, had to go to an HIA, so I played 5 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Me, bro. Yeah, had a breakdown, got rolled by Sir Khaleesi.
When was it?
2017, bro. And
oh, sorry, when was, when did you go on?
I think it was in the first half. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Very crazy, yeah. And then the next week, I was on the bench, so that gave me an opportunity to play. And then Anton hurt himself in the first 10 minutes, so I ended up playing.
Seven. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah,
crazy, yeah.
How'd you play in it?
Yeah, I went all right. Like, it's pretty, like, obviously it was fresh airs. Like, I was pretty, like, happy with the game afterwards, though.
Yeah. Was the crowd crazy over there?
Crazy over there, bro. It's mean. Especially
for a young 20-year-old, bro, yeah. Like, on debut and then your first trip away with the team, like. Yeah.
Crazy, bro. But nah, it was always mean going over South Africa, bro. Like, obviously, getting to stay with the boys for 2 weeks. And South Africa's an awesome place, but it's a shame that we don't have them in the comp anymore.
Yeah. It was full, packed out stadium?
I don't think that one was as busy, but it was still, like, way bigger than the crowds we get here.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Cape Town one, bro, crazy. Like, packed out. Bro, the fans are savages. Just love it, eh? Bus in and there's bloody lines of people on either side. I've seen
the videos in there.
It's cool, yes. Yeah, it's cool. That's well, awesome. I can't remember what the stadium's called. It's a pretty famous stadium though in Cape Town.
You know that one, Bip?
Can't remember. Yeah.
I've forgotten the name of it.
It's me heading off.
Commence. What's off field, bro? Lately, what's been happening?
Bro, not too much, eh? Like, I tried to get into golf, but I've got a bit of a dingy back, eh? So, it's, like, kind of body-dependent, but, bro, honestly, not that much. Like, we've been full noise for so long that I kind of just chill, like,
with
the time off. Caught up with my family last night, so it was good to get back home and see mum and dad see mum for Mother's Day, but not too much, bro. Like, with the COVID stuff, too, like, we've been had a few restrictions, and they're kind of starting to go away now, but... you can't really do heaps, so just been chilling, man. I was studying last year. I was doing finance, but it's, I couldn't kind of felt like I wasn't going to give it my all, so
yeah,
I wasn't 100% on it and on wanting to do finance, so
yeah.
I put that to the side this year and just pretty much just been focusing on footy, bro.
What do you think, like, because I reckon it's the one hard thing about, like, playing footy and everyone goes, you know, like, oh, being a footy player – get something to, on the side, like,
because
footy doesn't last forever, but at the same time, footy is, as your job, is so draining, bro. Like,
yeah,
it takes everything out of you, and when you have time to chill, you just want to chill.
Yeah, you just want to chill, eh? Yeah, 100%, bro. Like, I found it good for a while, but, like, I think kind of last few years playing a bit more, especially last year, kind of started to take a toll on me, like, started getting anxiety about assignments and due dates and shit like that.
Yeah.
So just not having that, like, you can just focus on that. And I think, bro, like you said, like, it actually was so draining, rugby. Like, I don't think people understand that haven't been in, like, a rugby environment. Like, your training, like, physically it takes a toll, but, like, the mental aspect of it, like, people take that for granted a little bit. That's why this year's been mad as well. I reckon, bro, like, had December off last year and just get away from it. Like, it was main... few beers, like, caught up with heaps of mates, and you're just, like, just switching off from it and not worried about it. Like, normally you finish Mitre 10 Cup and then you're going into pre-season in November or in December.
Yeah.
And then that's all you think about that whole month is I've got to get fit to run a Bronco or run a yo-yo or whatever. So you always got that little thing on the back of your head and you can't really just switch off. So for me, I reckon that was main, bro, just switching off and not worrying about it. Still train and stuff, but become like it wasn't like a chore to go into a running block or go to the gym. I was actually like, I'm just enjoying my time off, and
that's
so yeah. So it was good, bro. And then coming was like, wasn't all good, Nick, and yeah, just flowed on. I reckon
is preseason going to stay like that or no?
I hope so. Yeah, I don't think it will though. Just with the way the Mitre 10 Cup works, finishing in October, then they've kind of otherwise you're going to have 2 months off doing bugger all, but. Yeah, maybe they can restructure it a little bit because everyone's been raving about it, very like how good it was. A few of the other boys there.
Well, you would.
100%. Yeah. But even a few of the other boys, like the younger boys and the guys that didn't play in the finals of Mitre 10 Cup, they only had like, I think they had 4 days training, but it was like kind of individual needs. So if you need to put on size, like that was your focus.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. So you weren't getting thrashed. Like you weren't getting anxiety about getting thrashed
during
training, so they'd do like a gym session and then rugby training, and most of the conditioning was like just games and stuff, which is mean. So I think that's helped massively, bro. And all the boys come in January, bro, killing it, running PBs and
fuck, that's mean. Because that's also like, I don't know, it's almost like working opposite. Like people would think you'd have to get thrashed in December to come back.
Yeah,
missing fit in Jan, but like that break, like even mentally, like the release of just like having a breather and just like enjoying, just like summer, enjoying fucking having some beers with the boys and chilling, and then going back, it actually helps you more.
Right. And that was the first time, like I'd gone back to preseason, being like keen as to go see the boys, keen as to rip it in the training, like the first time in 5 years or whatever that I've been doing preseason. That's the only time that I've actually been keen as to go back and train.
Like, fuck it is.
Don't worry, listen.
Bro, I was, when I, like a couple of years ago when I was on injury replacement in Wellies, we were on like a, we had the December and then we had the break, and Plum pulled me aside, bro, and he was like, if you don't come back and hit a 19 in your yo-yo or something like that, I think he said, if you don't get over a 19 in your yo-yo, I'm going to send you home and I'm going to bring someone else in. That's what he told me. And I was like, holy shit. So we got to like a week out of hitting, I had to fly back down like a week out from it, and we almost got on the piss every single night.
Yeah.
Like we were just Waitui. On the spates, bro, and we, bro, spates, yeah, at Waitui, had the kegs on the tap.
Yeah.
And like we started like coming up with this joke that like it was like performance enhancing and shit, bro, because I ran my PB I've ever because I like, just like let go, like I still trained, like I trained in the morning, I got my shit done, and then we'd get on the piss, but like my head was just in like a hissing space because like, I was just chilling, like, and then I ended up running the best out of everyone.
Bro, you honestly hear so many people talk about like running their good years after
a bender,
shit like that. No shit. Like when I first moved to the Chiefs, I was living with Carpi, Lampower, and Chase, and Finlay Christie. Geez. And I went back to Christchurch one weekend, but it was a weekend before we had a testing on a Monday, and they all went to Cook's Beach, Fremantle, on the piss Friday, Saturday, right, all come back run PBs.
Oh,
and I'm like here battling this fucking Bronco.
What is your PB on a Bronco?
I think I'm not very good at it. I honestly haven't run one in 3 years, but my PB is like 442, I think.
Have you skipped those?
My back's fucked, bro. Like, I've got the... So, like, my back, it, like, acts as my core. So, like, these... it's just fired up the whole time, bro. It, like, way overdeveloped my lower back muscles down here. And they're just like this, bro, the whole time.
Is that from rugby or has that just always been like that?
I think a little bit, like... It's my physiology, bro, and like probably going into the gym when I was younger, and then that just started being my stabilizer because I probably didn't have a strong enough core.
Shit.
So like now it's for me, it's like trying to actually activate my core when I'm doing shit.
Yeah.
So I do lots of stuff around my hips and my core to try and help out. So it's not too bad at the moment, but bro, just sore all the time. Like I can't remember the last time my back wasn't sore.
What?
Yeah, it's pain, but. Obviously been at the Chiefs for the last few years, like the trainers, and got a good relationship with them and the physios and stuff like that, so they just look after me.
Have you looked into any other shit to like?
Yeah, bro, I've looked into heaps of stuff.
Like, do you do much like have you tried acupuncture and all that shit? Right.
Yeah, so I'll dry a needle like twice a week. So that's like around my glutes and lower back, like my rec fems or whatever they're called. I've tried changing my diet, bro. Like going, I thought it might be like a gluten thing or a lactose thing. So I tried doing that. I've been to like chiropractors, osteopaths, all sorts of stuff, bro.
Shit.
Been like one of the most well-known kind of sports doctors in New Zealand. I think it's a combination of a few things, which is real niggly.
Yeah.
So I've got like, it's actually like one of my discs. It's not bulged because it's like, out a little bit or misplaced a little bit, like it takes on the load, like that's if I'm squatting or whatnot, it's like just that's where it's always sore, and then like my muscles just act as my stabilizer, so it's always fired up, bro. And I'm like, I'm quite extended when I run.
Yeah.
So
sore in a game?
Nah. Well, obviously, like, when you're in the moment, like, just adrenaline shit, bro. But sometimes, like, it hasn't happened in a while, but sometimes I'll start to seize up. Like, that's the niggly thing. Like, when I do running blocks, bro, my back just goes to spasm, mate, just because you're like that the whole time.
Oh, shit.
Like, for me, like, preseason's actually good doing conditioning games and stuff because I'm not having to just run back and forth with that posture.
So but, you actually get to, you avoid a lot of, the, like,
yeah, running blocks. I'm the lucky guy, bro.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is hissing.
Yeah.
It, like, it takes out, like, the worst part of footy, bro.
I know. Yeah, so, like, that's why, as well, like, for me, probably, like, last year in that December break, like, I knew that, like, I can't do too much running and my running blocks can't be too hard because my back just fucks out. So, like, actually just doing a little bit and chipping away at it, not doing heaps.
Yeah.
And just doing them more regularly probably helped a little bit. But, yeah, honestly, bro, dread doing running blocks because I know that my back's just going to fuck out and it's just so hard.
Fuck. Beb's going to go back to he's going to go back to training and oh fuck, please, I got a sore back. Hey.
Yeah, do it, bro.
Fuck, that's actually not hissing, but
oh, the boys give me shit about not doing testing, bro. But like, if they had, well, it's not annoying. Oh, it is annoying, but like, if they had what's going on with my back, bro, yeah, it's just a pain.
And you've always dealt with it, like,
probably the last two and a half years, it's probably gotten a bit worse.
Shit.
Yeah. And then, like, I've probably had a good plan, like, the last few years with the Chiefs and at Tassie, just around, like, where my pelvis is and positions I'm in and shit in the gym, mostly. So just trying to kind of get everything else working to fire up rather than just my back, yeah.
Fuck. Well, okay. Any thoughts on overseas at some point?
Right, I'm real keen to go overseas. I had December, Jan, had a few Zooms with a couple of teams, like amongst the Wasps, and then a bit of interest from other teams. But right, for me, it's like I'm only 25, turning 26 this year, so I'm like, we have an unreal lifestyle in New Zealand playing rugby here, and it's like I don't want to leave here without any regrets and
fuck yeah.
Like that. So I wasn't 100% sold on it after actually having those Zooms and shit. I was like, nah, actually I don't think I'm ready to go yet. So yeah. but
oh, was this, so that was for like now?
And after the season, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
But like before I actually had the Zooms and went through the process a little bit, then I was like, fuck, it could be me. Like of it, it's a little bit hard for me because like at the Chiefs I knew that it'd be tough for game time all the time, just with Anton and Quinn being the players they are and being All Blacks. Like, it's pretty hard midfield to crack. So I guess it's just worked out this year. Like, Anton coming back from his shoulder, so I got to start the first few games, and then coming back and the ball kind of fucking does it again. So gutted for him. But I guess for me, it's got an opportunity to play more, which has been me. So, yeah, had a few chats. And then after, Anton getting injured and just playing heaps this year, bro. Just keen as to stay around and keep competing with the boys. I'm trying to re-sign with the Chiefs now. Like, we're just going through the process. So
yeah.
Trying to get like a 1+1, which means like, I've got a bit of security to stay here and like have a contract, but then also have the ability to, if I say like next year doesn't work out or something happens for some reason, then I can still get out to go overseas potentially.
Yeah, do you want to explain that? Well, 1+1 for those who wouldn't know what that is.
It's pretty much 2 years, so it just gives you options as a player to either extend to stay for that year, or say like after next season, if I'm keen as to go overseas and had like done my time in New Zealand, then I can like it's all on me. So it just gives you flexibility around like whilst also giving you security just around kind of where you want to be, pretty much.
Bro, crazy thing is you're still so young, bro.
Yeah.
What did you say, 25?
Yeah, 25.
25,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. So I'm reckoning.
You've got so long. Like, yeah,
hopefully, bro. The body holds up.
See, you know Matty Proctor?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know him personally, but I know who he is. Yeah.
Like, he's doing well, man.
Bro, he's an unreal player. I reckon he's so underrated when he's here, eh?
Yeah. He's
cracked it, though, eh? Was he Northampton?
Northampton, yeah. Saints. Maybe making some wicked bucks, bro.
And like living a good lifestyle, especially being over there, like you can travel so easily.
Yeah.
And then obviously they speak English too, which is
good true. Thing, eh? Have you looked at the MLR at all?
Nah, I haven't. Nah, it's more just Japan and the UK.
Yeah.
But
is that where you'd prefer?
Yeah, so I'll probably, if I was going to look, I'd probably try to look Japan and Europe, but they kind of got the pros and cons. They like you go to Japan, go in Japanese, but then also like just like the kind of, what's the word? Like the experience would be,
yeah,
like, and being single too. Like if I had a missus, we'd play on because you could just go there, hang out with her. But apparently it's a bit, get a bit boring, a bit lonely if you're, because you don't have your mates and stuff. But whereas like you can go to the UK, like you can travel real easy to the rest of Europe, and it's cheap as over there. And then obviously they speak English, so you get mates and stuff like that. So it's just like, what do you want to do? But then also like the competitions. You play heaps of games in Europe, you don't play that many in Japan, you still get paid, man. So,
oh, yeah, true.
Like for the body, it'd be it'd make sense to go to Japan. But.
D-Mac would be on a good wicket, eh?
Yeah, bro. Killing it. Yeah, I think he's coming back to the Chiefs next year, too, eh?
Is he?
Yeah, 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 for the World Cup.
So he's not going to go back over there next year?
Oh, that's what I know, I'm pretty sure. Just get, I think he's got just signed 1 year to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Any plans on like off field things you'd want to do after footy? Anything particularly you find interesting?
Yeah, like I was doing commerce degree, like doing finance because I'm pretty interested in that space. Just around like helping people manage money and investing and all that stuff. So like it'd be pretty cool to be like a consultant like in that area, but. Or doing finance and then getting to level 3 papers and they're real like in depth. And I was like, fuck, I don't actually want to do this. So I still honestly don't know what I want to do. There's a few ideas. Like I reckon it'd be mean to be like a player agent or something like that.
Oh, or, you'd be hissing at that.
Yeah, because I always felt like connecting with people, like and helping people is like a pretty cool thing to do. And like I enjoy doing that. So if I can finish playing rugby and go into a space where I can do that, that'd be pretty cool. But bro, honestly, no idea. That's kind of my PD this year is just trying to find something that I want to do.
Yeah.
I've done my like coaching level 2, so I've got the qualification to do that, but bro, I honestly don't know.
You start a business?
Potentially, like if I had something I wanted to do or like an idea or like I've always liked the idea of being a business owner.
Yeah.
And, like kind of working for yourself and that stuff, but just don't know what, bro. Like I always I love coffee, so I'd be cool owning a cafe or something, but then you gotta look like bigger picture, like everything that goes into it. So I haven't really I've only just scratched the surface with that stuff. Like I haven't really gone in depth into how much it would take to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
So just kinda trying to find areas that I'd be interested in.
Yeah,
stuff like that. So
good thing is that you're ticking away at something, like your mind's ticking away about it all.
Yeah.
And rather than just like being ignorant to it and just being like, whatever, like, worry about it at the end. Like, you're thinking about it and like, you got so much time, bro.
Hopefully, so, bro. Hopefully another 10 years there.
Bro, I reckon 35, mean, at least. Nanking 45, just running amok in the MLR.
Imagine like technology comes out, bro, and you can just play for that long.
Bro. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Like, you see like Tom Brady, bro, like,
it's
crazy.
One thing that I wanted to mention to you, bro, that we are doing, we're taking this, did I tell you about that Fiji Cup thing?
Yeah. It'll be main, bro.
Yeah.
So was that like 15s or?
Nines, bro. Nines, league. Nines, yeah.
Oh, league.
League nines. Oh,
sick.
I know, bro.
We mean.
I'll take you over if you're allowed to come.
When is it, bro?
9th to 14th of November.
Oh, yeah. If that's in our break, I wouldn't be allowed to play.
Yeah.
Because in our contracts, bro, we're not allowed to do activities that's going to put us at risk of injury.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't even go skiing. You're not even meant to, in summer and go play touch and shit. Just in case you get injured, because then you're not, covered.
Can't play.
So, you're not meant to, but you just come over for a holiday.
Bro. Yeah. Coach? Well, you know.
Go run the waters, bro.
Bro, we got Bailey Simonson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coming over.
Oh, are you kidding, bro?
As a coach, bro.
That'd be gun. Is it who's all going? Just the boys?
Oh, yeah, bro. It's just the boys. Us, Kalani, Devontae.
It'd be so much fun.
A few of the Mount boys. Yeah, bro. Fuck. See if it doesn't clash with NPC.
Bro, if not, just come over for a holiday.
Yeah, bro. Six
boys play a few.
5 nights, 6 days running amok.
You Fiji bitters.
But we're doing this auction night, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Just to, like, fundraise for it. Like, just get some coin around it. We sell some sponsorships and shit.
Need, like, a signed jersey. I'll try to get you something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and that. But that's not what I was going to mention to you. But we, like, we've got, like, a certain amount that we're going to need to get.
Yeah.
And everything over it that we get, we're going to announce at the thing as well. Because I know you're pretty tight with Cure Kids.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
We're going to put that together and we're going to give it to you to donate to Cure Kids,
bro. Oh, bro. Just appreciate that, man.
Cool. Back the boys, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
Because we just need to get as much as we need to get for the trip and then everything over.
That's gone, bro. Appreciate that, man. All good, bro. I love that, bro. I love
that. So, on that, bro, thank you for coming over, bro.
No worries, bro. It's been good to actually do it,
Good to link up, yeah. Had this potty brewing for a while, so.
Yeah.
But keep killing it. Thanks, bro. Keep having fun, bro. Yeah, keep having fun.
Having fun, eh?
We'll catch up soon, probably, for a beer.
100 years.
Sweet.
Shit, bro.